1300 BC. The mighty Egyptian civilization is in its golden age. Its ruler is Ramses II, a man who intends to be the greatest of the pharaohs. He will make his mark by building.
He built everywhere.
Vast statues, towering obelisks, temples carved from living rock. Ramses is a giant of a man. He dominates this kingdom for 67 years, pushing it on to ever greater glory.
North, south, east, and west, he's got a temple going up. He's building a new capital city. He's creating jobs like no one has created before.
The ruins of what Ramses built still stand. But 33 centuries on, with the aid of new research and cutting-edge graphics technology, the true scale of his ambition can now be fully revealed. Extraordinary feats of engineering performed with only the most basic tools. Thousands of people, thousands of tons of stone. All manipulated by the will of one man. We can now reveal the lost world of Ramses the Great. Ramses is the heir to the throne of Egypt. One day, he will become pharaoh, ruler of a civilization already 2,000 years old. But the empire he stands to inherit is emerging from a time of great political and religious upheaval, and Ramses is part of a dynasty that has forced its way to power. He watched as his grandfather, the first Ramses, became the first of the family to wear the Egyptian crown. Now he watches his father, King Seti, enforce his will through military power.
You have to remember that the Ramessides were a new family. Ramses I had only reigned for a year and a half. And then Seti comes to the throne and rules for about 11 years.
Ramses' family has to show that they are fit to rule. They choose to do it by building. Building is the tool that pharaohs have always used to show themselves to the world. And they do it at Karnak, the vast temple complex in the great city of Thebes.
This is the domain of the god Amun-Re, the imperial god of the Egyptian New Kingdom.
Karnak is where the pharaohs worship their god. They are his chief priests. By the time of Ramses' birth, Karnak is already vast.